Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are finishing off the 8th parak of Maseches Erevin with parak Ches Mishnah Yud Aleph, and then we're going to start the 9th parak of Maseches Erevin with parak Tes Mishnah Aleph. As we learned in Mishnah Tes, a person is allowed to pour out wastewater in a courtyard with an area that is less than 4 by 4 amos, as long as there is a cesspool there for the water to be poured into. This Mishnah here in Parak Ches, Mishnah Yud Aleph, is going to discuss pouring out water into such a courtyard on Shabbos if there is no Eruve Chatzeros. Says the Mishnah, Shtei Diutaos Zo Keneged Zo. If there are two stories of buildings that are opposite one another with a courtyard of less than 4 amos between them, Miktsasan Asuuka, and some of its residents, the one on one side of the courtyard, they made a cesspool in it, Umiktsasan Lo Asuuka, and some of them, those on the other side, did not make a cesspool in it. What's the halacha in such a case? Says the Mishnah, as she'asu ukamutarin, those who made the cesspool are allowed to pour their wastewater onto the floor of the upper story, so that it falls into the cesspool in the courtyard. V'yas she'lo asuka asurin, but those who did not make a cesspool are not allowed to pour their water into the courtyard on Shabbos, even in this indirect way, because they might instead carry the water down into the courtyard and pour it directly into the cesspool, which would certainly not be allowed, and they would therefore violate the Isser of carrying an accord with an Erev, which obviously wouldn't be allowed. Continuing now with Perek Tes Mishnah Aleph. Now the reason, as we've learned before, the Chachamim prohibited carrying between a house and a courtyard without an Erev is because it looks like carrying from a private area into a public area. Now there are two reasons that make the house appear like a different area than the courtyard. Number one, the house is, number one, owned by one person or of one family, whereas the courtyard is owned by others. And number two, the house is used regularly by the people who live there, while the court is used by other people, which makes the difference in their ownership very, very obvious. Now, our Mishnah here in Parak Tes, Mishnah Aleph, is going to discuss the halacha of carrying between private areas that are owned by different people, but are not used that regularly. And we're going to see if the halacha is any different. It says the Mishnah called Gagos Ha'ir Rishos Achas, that all the rooftops of a city are considered to be one domain, one Rishos, one area, even though the houses beneath them are occupied by different residents. Since the rooftops themselves are not used regularly, they are not considered separate areas from one another. Therefore, you are allowed to carry from one rooftop to another, even without an Erev. But then says the Mishnah, Uvilvash lo yehi gag gavoa asara, o nomuch asara, as long as one rooftop is not 10 tefachim higher or 10 tefachim lower than the other rooftop, if they are, then it would be asur min derabbanan from carrying between them. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is the opinion of Rabbi Meir. However, the Chachamim disagree, says the Mishnah, the Chachamim omer, the Chachamim say, kol echad ve'echad reshus b'fnei atzma, that each rooftop is considered to be its own separate domain, its own separate area, because they're treated the same as the houses that are beneath them. Therefore, just as you can't carry from one house to the other without an Erev, so too you can't carry from one rooftop to another unless there is an Erev between the different houses. Now we're going to learn a third opinion, the most lenient opinion of them all, the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, who, as the Bartanura points out, we paskin in accordance with. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon, Omer Rabbi Shimon says, Echad gagos v'echad chateros v'echad karpefos, that when it comes to rooftops, when it comes to courtyards, when it comes to these carpets, which again are like these areas that are not used perhaps as living spaces, it's as the Bartanura points out, it's referring to areas that are no more than 100 by 50 by 50 amos, by 50 amos, large. So says the Mishnah, that in all of these cases, Rishos Achas, they all consider it to be one area, one domain, because they are not used regularly, and one may carry from one to the other, even without an Erev. Now, when is this halacha the case? Says the Mishnah, L'Kelim, Sheshavsu, L'Socha. This is only true when it comes to Kelim, when it comes to utensils that begin Shabbos inside one of these areas. If they begin inside one of, either on the roof, or in the Chatzer, or in the, or they begin in the Karpev, in this, let's say storage building, then in that case, then you can move them to any of them without an Eruv on Shabbos. However, but it doesn't apply if the utensils began Shabbos in a house, meaning if a utensil was on the roof or in the quarry then when Shabbos began, then again, it can be carried to any one of these other outdoor areas. However, if it began Shabbos in a house that was then taken out to one of these outdoor areas, then even if it was permitted, you can't carry them to another outdoor enclosure unless there's an Eruv that was made between the house and the second enclosure. Have a great day.